The Centers for Disease Control have released new COVID guidelines. The CDC now says you do not have to quarantine if you are exposed to someone with COVID. If you test positive or have symptoms, the CDC says you should isolate for at least 5 days. If you experience moderate symptoms or are hospitalized, you should quarantine for at least 10 days. And just as students across the country head back to classrooms this month, the CDC is also relaxing guidelines for schools. Joining us now to go over all of this is Dr. Peter Hotez. He's dean for the National School for Tropical Medicine at Baylor University, and he joins us now via Skype. Dr. Hotez, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So what is most significant to your mind in these new CDC guidelines?
Well, I think that what the CDC is doing is trying to balance the reality of people willing to accept quarantine if they've been exposed to COVID-19, together with the recognition that we are in a different place, that we're not at the 2,000 to 3,000 deaths per day and hospitalizations are down. You know, I have mixed feelings about the guidelines. I get it. People are exhausted. They're not as tolerant of COVID isolation measures and quarantine measures like they used to be. I think my only real criticism of it is it would have been an opportunity to remind the nation that we're still profoundly undervaccinated. Only about 30% have gotten a single dose, a single booster. Very small percentage of who are eligible have gotten two boosters. We're doing a terrible job vaccinating our kids. And, you know, these guidelines are predicated on the fact that the reduced deaths are due to our existing vaccination compliance, but we still are at 400 to 500 deaths per day. So I think there was a bit of a missed opportunity there.
Well, let's go through some of these changes quickly. One of the big ones is you don't have to isolate or quarantine after being exposed to someone with COVID. Now just wear a high-quality mask for 10 days, get tested after day five. What's the logic here, given how these new variants are so contagious?
I think the logic is that otherwise it's so disruptive that you would basically have lots and lots of kids missing big chunks of the school year yet again, and new information coming out about how damaging it is if kids miss too much school. So I think it was balancing that very practical issue. The other big change is now, if you are infected, they're recommending testing in order to get out of isolation, two negative tests within 48 hours. And that's different because before they were saying if you're actually infected, then you could leave isolation after 5 days, providing you have a mask on. Now they're requiring actual testing. So I think that one makes sense. Mm.
Got about a minute left here. You said just now we're doing a terrible job of vaccinating our kids. The CDC relaxing guidelines for schools now. Do you see problems ahead, especially with only about a third of 5 to 11-year-olds nationwide vaccinated?
Yeah, and that third varies. So, you know, that third is more like half in the Northeast, but it's down to 11-12% where I am here in the southern states. So almost no kids are vaccinated. And then, and forget the under fives, we're in single-digit percentage numbers. So we have a lot of work and advocacy to do on that front.
All right, new CDC guidelines in front of us now. Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean for the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor. We always appreciate you talking us through this. Thank you, Dr. Hotez.
Thanks again.